From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The latest job numbers show the economy added 162,000 jobs in March, the biggest increase in 3 years. About a third of the additional jobs are attributed to temporary workers hired last month by the government to help conduct the census. Still, economist Hugh Johnson says it's a positive sign.
The economy is turning the corner as far as the labor market. We're starting to get job creation. And it looks to me as though, I don't want to say we're on a roll. It's not going to be great. It's going to be uneven. But I think we're going to show real progress in the months ahead. That is, we'll be adding jobs, not subtracting jobs.
President Obama celebrated today's numbers in a speech to workers in Charlotte, North Carolina. And as Lisa Miller of member station WFAE reports, the president said his administration's stimulus package deserves some credit.
Celgard makes battery components for electric cars and received a $49 million stimulus grant from the Department of Energy to hire nearly 300 employees. Mr. Obama told workers the new jobs numbers are encouraging, but there's still a long ways to go. In Charlotte, the unemployment rate is nearly 13%. The president said the government can't reverse the toll of the recession overnight.
What it can do is build the infrastructure and create the incentives that will allow small businesses to add workers, that will help entrepreneurs to take a chance on an idea, that will lead manufacturers to set up shop in places like Charlotte.
Charlotte leaders are trying to lure energy companies like Celgard to the area to help boost an economy that has relied heavily on banking. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.
A federal judge in Detroit is ordering members of a self-described Christian militia held without bond until their trials. WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter reports defense attorneys in the case are appealing the order.
Federal officials accuse nine members of a group calling itself Hutari with sedition and attempted use of weapons of mass destruction, among other charges. The allegations are based on information from an undercover informant, but defense attorneys say it is unfair to keep their clients in custody based on statements read in court, ostensibly from an undercover agent who they have been unable to cross-examine. Federal agents say the Hutari members plan to assassinate police officers, then retreat to safe areas and await a general uprising against the government. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
A leading Russian newspaper reports one of the bombers responsible for Monday's attacks on the Moscow subway is the widow of a slain Islamist separatist leader from Russia's North Caucasus region. Russian forces killed him in December. The female bomber was reportedly 17 years old. The newspaper published a picture of the young woman in a black headscarf holding a gun. Meanwhile, the death toll from the subway attacks has risen to 40. Markets on Wall Street today are closed for the Christian holiday Good Friday. This is NPR News. Investigators are trying to determine what caused an explosion at Tesoro Oil Refinery in Washington State early this morning. The explosion and resulting fire killed four people. Three are critically injured. Company officials say the explosion occurred while maintenance work was underway. Actor John Forsyth, the voice who gave Charlie's Angels their marching orders, has died. He was 92 years old. As NPR's Ina Jaffe reports, Forsyth's work went beyond his dulcet tones.
Hello?
It's Charlie Angel. Time to go to work.
In addition to Charlie's Angels, John Forsyth had major on-screen roles in hugely popular TV series. In the late 1950s and early 60s, he played the urbane Uncle Bentley in Bachelor Father. In the 1980s, he lent his dignified silver-haired presence to the role of Blake Carrington in the primetime soap opera Dynasty. Forsyth became an actor over the wishes of his Wall Street businessman father. He played Broadway before heading to Hollywood, where he worked in both film and television. Despite his success, he was known to have a self-deprecating sense of humor, describing himself as a, quote, vastly usable, not wildly talented actor. Forsyth died at his home in Santa Ynez, California, of complications from pneumonia. He was also battling cancer. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
An American astronaut and two Russian cosmonauts are on their way to the International Space Station. They lifted off aboard the Soyuz spacecraft today from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. They're expected to dock at Space Station Alpha Sunday. Russia will be responsible for transportation to the space station when the U.S. retires the shuttle fleet later this year. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.